Okay, I'm so excited about tonight's shiur because there's some really famous and important yesodos. We are in Siman Reish Samech Vav, and we are discussing the halachas. If somebody somebody is in a journey, and suddenly it became Shabbos, and he is stuck. So, and he's got his important items, the valuables with him, and the discussion is, what should he do with them? And we discussed, ideally, he should give it to a goy, give it to a goy if possible. We spoke about about giving it to an animal, putting the load on the animal, which is a shvisas behema. But if needed, he can put it on an animal. We spoke about how to put an animal without having an akir and anocha. Then we spoke about a chamoy, cheres, shoyte, v'katan, what's best. And in Siv Hei, that's what we're up to, tells us the following. Shoyte, v'katan. What happens if there's a shoyte, a person who is not intelligent, he's got no intelligence at all, v'katan, and he's got a child. Who is it better to give to? To a shoyte or to a katan? Who is it better? A katan. Why is it better to give it to the katan? Says the Shulchan Aruch, itnenu l'shoyte, you should give it to the shoyte rather. Give the load, the valuables, give it to the shoyte rather than to give to the katan. Why is that? Shakotan yovo lichlal das. Any child will grow into a gadol. Zeh katan gadol, yeah. That's already what we say by the bris. And every katan grows into a gadol. And therefore they're closer to the full obligation, full-fledged obligation. They're much closer. They're very close. Therefore, it's not a good idea to give it to a katan because he's nearly a gadol. Even it could be that it's in a few years away, but in principle, in theory, he's nearly there, and therefore it's much worse to give it to the katan than a shoyte. But shoyte is never going to reach a stage of intelligence. Shoyte is doomed forever, and therefore you better give it to him, which is a lower transgression than a katan, who is a greater transgression because he's nearly a gadol. So it nenuli shoyte to give it to the unintelligible person. Shakotn yovel el chlal das, because a child will reach gadlos and full understanding. What happens if you've got a cheresh v'katan? What happens if you've got a cheresh deaf and dumb person, and katan and a child? They're both on an equal level. Then you should give it to whoever you wish. Because the katan on one hand is going to reach gadlus. On the other hand, the cheresh, he has got some ways of communication and he's not completely a shoyte. He does have some cognitive abilities. He does have some understanding. He does have some comprehension. And therefore, it's true he will never reach full comprehension, but he does have limited comprehension now, which is fully developed. That aspect is fully developed. So there is pros and cons on each side, and therefore it doesn't mean shirtze. The Bialocha discusses what happens if one of them, does it make a difference at all? If the child is your own child, does it make a difference or not? What happens if the child is your own child or it's not your own child? Does that make a difference at all? Or is it radical? Pardon? Oh, so the Bialocha doesn't go in that. But the Bialocha does say that if the child is your own, b'noi katan shubachinuch med rabbonon, then don't give it to your own child, because then it's worse if it's your own child. So if you've got the option of another person's child, you've got more obligation if it's your own child. So then rather give it to the cheresh. But if it's your own child, give it to rabbonon. But if it's somebody else's child, that's where there's a sofek. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we're ready for the Vav. Yesh, I'm something. If you're giving it to the child, if you have to give it to the cheresh, to the cotton, to the shoyta, if you give it to any of those, because there's no goy available, there's no animal available, you have to give it to cheresh, shoyta, the cotton. If you have to give it to echad me'elu, so how should you put it? Okay, agreed, understood. You give it to cheresh, shoyta, the cotton, but how do you give it to them? You give it to the child, or give it to the shoyta, whilst he is walking. And you take it away whilst he is in a walking stage. Why? Why do you give it to them whilst they're walking and you take it away whilst they're walking rather than wait until they're stationed? Pardon? So that's right, really. What was that? Oh, as discussed in previous shiur, in order to have the full-fledged melacha of Hoitzah, he needs to have three parts. What are the three parts? Akira, Holacha, and Hanocha. Only if three elements are present, you're over on a Torah transgression. If all three are not present, if only two of the three are present, then it's not a Torah issa, it's only rabbinical transgression. Therefore, if a child is walking, and I put it on him, this valuable, I put it on him whilst he's walking, so he never did a Akira. And therefore what it is, what the child is doing is only an Issa Derabbanan, which obviously is far better than if he actually picks it up and he walks and he puts it down again, that will be a Torah Issa. So that's far worse. But if you're just giving it to him whilst he's walking, you're throwing it on him, or you just grabs it, or you're putting it whilst he's walking, that makes it on the Rabbanon level. Certainly when he stops, you just don't wait until he stops, which is a Hanocha, you don't wait until he stops. You just grab it whilst he's still walking, then it will be a rabbinical level as opposed to a Torah level, and that's far better, if that's possible at all. Even Bet Yedi, what the Ramah says, that's all if the incident happened when it was Nacht, after Nacht, when it was Shabbos proper. But obviously, if you realize before Shabbos, oh no, Shabbos is happening in 4 minutes, then you can't, you can just give it to him, and then it doesn't make a difference. Akira Anoch, it doesn't make a difference at that point, because you just give it to them, to the Cheresh, Shoite, the Cotton, and it's before Shabbos, that's far better. It doesn't make a difference if there's Akira Anoch before Shabbos, yeah. Summa is, so you're going to the discretion as to whether a summa is chayv permitted or not. So generally speaking, a summa, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, a summa is chayv, a blind person is obligated. So to give it to a summa doesn't make things better.
What's the choice if you give it to a cheresh or a summa?
And you should give it to the cheresh, because summa is obligated. Yeah, better to give it to the cheresh. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch. What happens now? Let's think before we even look in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yisai, a person who is stuck with his valuables. He's got his lap, he's got his suitcase, which has got all his valuables, and he's stuck in, we're going to make it into a carmelis or public domain. And he's just thought, okay, he stopped the car already 20 minutes ago, and he parked on the, you know, imagine, he came back, sorry, I know it happened to somebody, he was on his way from hospital to pick up a patient, and he was fried, and he thought he'll make it back just before Shabbos. The patient, he picked up a patient just before Shabbos. He was sure he's going to make it, but it was far more traffic than expected. And here he goes, and he says, half an hour before Shabbos, oh, he's pushing on the A41, he's pushing. And 20 minutes before Shabbos, he's driving, one traffic light after traffic, traffic lights and traffic, and he's driving 50 minutes before Shabbos. I'll make it. But then 10 minutes before Shabbos, okay, I'm not going to drive into Shabbos. Okay, that's it. Yes, gvul. And 5-10 minutes before Shabbos, he parks the car. He sees in a place that is not double yellow, somewhere he thinks it's pretty safe to park there for 25 hours until Mot Shabbos is going to pick up the car. But he's got still his absolute valuables, which he feels he needs to take with him. Okay, for whatever reason, some items he needs to take with him. He's not prepared to leave his purse with his most important. He needs some, you know what, could even be medication, whatever it is, some items he needs to take with him. He's now walking and he's going to walk home. Okay, he's now in a situation that he doesn't have a cheresh next to him, he doesn't have a shoite next to him, he doesn't have a cotton next to him. He doesn't have a goy who he can ask. For whatever reason, there's no goy available. But he needs to take those items now home. There's no animal, he left his cow behind. He doesn't have an animal either. So what would you ask him to, what would you tell him to do now? What's the best way of carrying those items home? Okay, so let's say the key. Good, the key, but he doesn't have a Shabbos belt. He doesn't have that. Good, key even better. Thank you for that. Much better scenario. He only has a key. Nobody at home, he has a key. The only way to get home is he's with a key, and he needs to take his key home. Car key, home key, whatever. How should he take it? Without a Akira Anocha. So Rav Feingold says, he should just start walking as Shabbos comes in without stopping. Walk all the way till he gets home. And then as he gets home, it's going to be a bit sticky. Pardon? Yeah. Oh, that's exactly where we're going. We're going to be discussing those halachas now. How did he do it? How does he do it? Yeah, what do you want to say? He should carry on walking all the way. Rabbi says, let us see what Shulchan Aruch says. Im Siv Zayin. Im Ein Imoy Shum Echad Mikol Eilu. If he doesn't have any of those options, these options are not available. No goy, no animal, no cheresh, shoyte vekotten. Lietal telenu poches poch me Abba Amos. The best thing he could do is he walks Abba Amos, rather, less than Dalet Amos, poches or poches, less than 4 Amos. He should walk less than 4 amas. But dafke kisoy, that's only if it's his purse, or metzia shebol yodo, an item which has reached his hands prior to Shabbos. Havelim loy bol yodo loy, but if something which he hasn't obtained yet, which is not his yet, then this kula doesn't apply. So I'm going to start with the last point over here. We mentioned that previously, that if it's something which he has not owned yet, then he cannot, there's no heter whatsoever. If you're finding a golden diamond on the floor, there's no heter to start picking it up now on Shabbos. Tough luck. All we are referring to, the kulot we're discussing now, and we're addressing now, is a kulot of something which is your own, like the car key, the house key, or the purse, something which is own, which he has to carry. Here we're learning now, you should do parches, parches, medalet, amen. We will speak about Rabbi Feingold and your case about walking without stopping. This will be addressed. Shulchan Aruch is not there yet. Shulchan Aruch tells us the best thing you should do is less than 4 amas. Rabbi Isai, parches, parches, medalet, amas is based on understanding, I think best explained by the Rambam, that every person has got 4 amas, which is pretty much basically, I mean, it's based on the size of a person. But every person has got 4 amas, which is his own space. It's his own space. We all appreciate that everybody's got space, right? We all know what it feels like when somebody steps on your toe. So we all appreciate the idea on the concept of everybody having his own little space around him. There's some people who appreciate and understand that better than others. But everything has got to be of space, right? You've got your own space. So now that, that space that is yours, that's where you are standing. The four amas. In those 4 amas, it's like a chilamutah to carry. So on Shabbos, if I find myself on Shabbos, not before Shabbos, on Shabbos, I find myself, and I've got 4 amas around me, 2 amas in each direction. So I've got a radius of 4 amas. That means 2 amas in each direction. This is my space. So if I drop something within those 4 amas, I'm allowed to pick it up and carry within 4 amas, even in the Rishus Rabbim, the Raisa, it's no problem. 4 amas is like, in a way, Rambam, the Balamo uses the Nusach as if it is Rishus Yochel. It is place. It is domain. It is space. Within 4 amas, you're allowed to carry Lechat Chile. There's no problem with that. If your intention is to carry within 4 amas, you're allowed to carry within 4 amas.
There is a problem with that.
What's the problem? Why is it tiltal mukta? I'm talking about if it's not a mukta item. I'm referring to a non-mukta item. Okay, you're right. I was clearly not talking about something which is a mukta item. I'm talking about specifically with regards to Hilchas Otzah. Yeah, but you're right. If it's a mukta item, it's, as it is, you're right. So having said that, we're now learning that there is really a concept of poches, poches, medalet, amas. There is a reality that you can move those 4 amas. It doesn't move with you, but when you walk, when you stop and you walk and then you stop again, now the 4 amas are recreated now. And then when you start walking again, and then the 4 amas are recreated again. So therefore, what do you think about taking something and then walking less than 4 amas, stopping? Have I done an issa with that? Less than 4 amas? Have not. And now I can do it again. Stopping means good. We have to define stopping. Good. We have to define it, but let's not define it now. But I'm talking about if you have stopped properly. So I walk away less than 4 amas, I stop, and then I carry on walking again, less than 4 amas. So does that work? Yes or no?
Do you have to put the item down? I'm
not going to address that right now. Okay, whatever stopping means, we're going to address stopping. If stopping means putting it down, not putting it down. But any issues with that?
Does it make any difference if it's a very busy time of the day, say Shabbos has come in and it's rush hour. There's loads of people in the street. If you keep stopping, they're going to bump into you.
They will indeed.
Or it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah. No, so the fact that it is busy or more hectic or less hectic in terms of, it will make a difference.
Thank you.
It will make a difference. No, but it reminds me of a shot of the traffic lights, and we'll get to that mitzvah as well. Okay, so Rabbi Yisrael, let us see Sifkotten Tes Zayin. Sifkotten Tes Zayin, which is two lines from the bottom in page from Aleph. Sifkotten Tes Zayin, Mishnah Berurah, says as follows. Im Ein Imoy. So, when I was saying there's a heta, there's a halacha of pochois medalet amas. This is not a brilliant heta, though. It's not brilliant. It sounds good, sounds easy, sounds good, but it's not as nice as that. Why is that? Says the shvus chom humoid. To carry less than dalet amas at a time, it's a shvus chom humoid. It's a very, very severe issur d'rabbanan. Why? Dilma, perhaps, you're not going to be careful with the measurements. Well, obviously, it's okay if you do it once or twice, but the more times you do it, the more likely you are to stretch your 3.5 amas, the permitted 3.5 amas. And if you do it once or twice, okay, but after a bit of time, you're likely to overdo it. And then if you do it just by 1 millimeter, you're going to be over on Issa Deiraisa of Arba Amas Bushus Rabim. Yes, there's a Loch Lamash Messina and Issa Deiraisa of walking 4 Amas Bushus Rabim. And if you just do overdo it by 1 millimeter, you will understand that by doing the Dalet Amas, by having done the Dalet Amas, you're over on Issa Deiraisa. So it's too close. It's just too close. It's a close shave. That just 1 millimeter. So Chomon said, you know what, don't use that heta, because you're going to be in Oyba Chuchem and you're going to end up doing that Amos Pushus Rabbim. Uvekoishi godly tiru chazal, and with great difficulty, Chachomim were matted this, Mishom Pseida, because of great financial loss, because over here we're matted that Amos Pushus Rabbim, because a person has difficulties, a financial loss over here. And Chachamim said, you know what, it's money's at stake, we're going to be matted. But only under those circumstances. Why? No, this is referring to the heta of, that, this is referring to back to Mishnah Berurah Seif Cotton, where is it, that the whole the whole heter of Amir al Anochi, Sifkot and Gimel. No, Sifkot and Beis, earlier. So, Mishavu Sifkot and Beis told us, Bichlal, the fact that there's a heter over here to do anything is because, Mikom Hekilu Chachom Mishom de Kimlu Shaotom Bolal Memoinoi, Vilo Shoris Le Osli de Isu Chomu, Shoelich Abba Amas Poshus Rabbim. That if we're not Mate, he's going to end up walking, he's going to carrying proper, in Dalad Amas Poshus Rabbim. So therefore, Chomim were matir, something which normally would be put.
They're saying that they were not goyzer, tilta, mukzer, as nizer in this particular case, in this scenario. So are they saying the person has been over on tilta, or are they saying they were never goyzer tilta here in the first place? This is one heicha tumtzer where the Chomim weren't goyzer.
No, I'm not even sure. I'm not even there yet, because I'm not even sure we're talking about something which is mukta.
How can it not mukta if it's mamona?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing.
You know, it's a, what it.
It's
talking about kisoy. Yeah.
Even if it was empty, it would still be an utter dechol. It would still be. There's nothing shabbosy about a wallet. So.
Yeah. No, you are. I think you're right. Does anybody? What do you think? Are we talking about something which is a mukta item or not? Yeah, so if you're right, and initially I thought, like I say, but if you're right, does that mean that there is no heta over here in terms of mukta? And if it would be a mukta item, this heta wouldn't apply? We're only mati over here in terms of dalet amas pushus rabim. We're not mati mukta? Is that what we are saying over here? I also don't.
I mean, if you think about the kind of cases we're talking about. We've got some.
It's probably a mukta item. I hear that, but
in which case it sounds like either they weren't goza about tiltul, or you're actually going to be safer just not stopping until you get home if you can manage it, because then you don't have to worry about being with some saying you're 3.5 amas.
Okay, I'm not going to second guess this now. I'm going to have to look into it. I'll get back to you tomorrow about this question, because it's very, very interesting question. Okay, so I'll be neder, try to answer that question by tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Okay, it's a really valid point. Yeah.
Well, after the Amos, you put some food there, some object like on the Dalet Amos, and then kind of.
So we are still worried that he's going to end up doing it more. We're still worried he's going to end up doing more than Dalet Amos after a bit.
Well, what happened if he planned before? What happened if he planned it all? If he planned it out, he planned.
It doesn't help. He won't help. Nope, it won't help.
We don't blow here so far, Sabbath. Why? So never know Dalet Amos.
Yeah.
So he said, why are we in the battle of Mitzvahs? I say, do Pachas Pachas with Dalet, we'll bring battle. But this is the Rabbanon, you get their eyes. Said that when you do a mitzvah, you do it with Jesus. You're
going to
jump.
And
then you've
got
Shabbos coming in.
You're going to jump. Very nice, Lord. Really, very nice. Very nice.
The Kideh wasn't
Makal. What's a Kodeh? Yeah. It's very good. Very good story. Very nice. Very good. Good. That's a really essential question that you're asking. It's a very good question. I'm going to leave this question, though. I won't have a full answer for that. I saw the post came asking that question, but it's a little bit premature because we need to finish the simon for that question. But at the end of the day, we're not going to have a full answer for your very, very good question. Sefkotten tezayin raboisai. Sefkotten yudzayin raboisai. So poches. Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that we can, so you should carry less than Dalet Amos. Pochs pochs. Ze enu moilal inin tiltul brishus rabbi moi bekamelis. This concept of carrying less than Dalet Amos, that will only work if you're carrying something in a rishus rabbi or in a kamelis domain. Sheisum shum tiltul abba Amos, where there is an isso tiltul abba Amos. Alkin, therefore, mehani ze, this helps. Avo, mekamelis rishus yochid, but from a kamlis rishus yochid, or rishus rabim, or from a kamlis into a public domain, for kolchkim rishus rabim rishus yochid, or even more from rishus rabim to a private domain, no isa mishum oitzah. There is not only an isa of carrying Dalet Amos, but there's an additional isa as well of hoitzah mishus rishus from domain to domain. Also afilu bechatzi ama enu moil ze. So that's really going back to Rabbi Feingold, where when we are talking about his key that the person now on the A41. So let's say he's doing less than Dalet Amos, okay? So, Chachomi Umate, you can carry the key less than Dalet Amos. There's no, because there's no option. Generally, we don't like this color, but over here, we're Mate. So walk to Amos, you stop. Walk to Amos, and you stop. Walk to Amos, and you stop. That's very, very good. He's gonna walk the whole A41 like that, until he reaches, Walmer Gardens, or he's gonna reach Broadfield Avenue, or he's gonna reach wherever, and he's now standing in front of the house. Now he's got a serious problem, because that was a great idea when it's about walking within the public domain or within the communists, you can do that. But when it's about transferring from one domain to the next, from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, from communists to Rishus Yochid, how are you going to take the key inside the house now? It doesn't make a difference, it doesn't help that you're walking less than the Dalet Amos, because now we're talking about a different melacha. We're discussing the melacha of hoitzah, of carrying into a domain. How can you walk into a domain less than the Dalet Amos? Doesn't help you. It doesn't help you, because there's another melacha of hoitzah, ichnasim rishus l'rishus. So, it's a problem. It's a problem. You call your wife out. Yeah, but here, that's going back to the Mishnah in Shabbos, based on with Aleph. So, if she takes the key, then she's going to do a...
Together,
hold it together. Oh, Shnaim Shosu. Good. Okay, so we're going to be doing something similar to that. Something similar. But So the Mishnah Berurah says similar. Not, I think your eitzah is just as good, but nearly just as good. Mishnah Berurah says Arkein Min Hinu. Therefore, in our topic, Shabbos Samach Lebeiso. When you reach near the house, which is private domain, Yizroik, you should throw a kiss Kelachiyad Lebeiso. Now this is the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that by throwing something Kelachiyad, by throwing something in an unusual way, which that needs to be defined as well. But if you're throwing something out in an unusual way, that is also called kelachayat, and that is considered a second base way of entering this item into the house. So by just walking in, that's a melacha d'oraisa nearly. But by throwing it in an unusual way, it's a gemara maaseh. It's a gemara. In Meshech Shechta, by throwing something into the in a bizarre way, in an unusual way, that is zrik kelachayat, and that makes into the rabbanon level. It's not a proper achnosa. That is the second best way of doing it. And that's acceptable. And that's okay. Rabbeisai, we learned tonight the halacha that if you've got a cheresh, if you've got a shoyter and a cotton, you should ideally give it to the shoyter, because the cotton is far, he's going to reach gadlus, he's much greater. He's closer to complete Torah, complete mitzvahs. If you've got a cheresh and cotton, you should give it to whoever you wish, but we said that if it's your own cotton, then give it rather to the cheresh. We then discussed that if you've got no other option, if they're not available, then if you are giving it to cheresh or to the cotton, you should give it in a way that akirin d'anocha is not a good akirin d'anocha. It's the Rabbanon Akir and Anocha, because you should give it to them as they're walking and take it again before he's stopping. Then we moved on to the topic of less than Dalat Amos Bushes the Rabbim, a fascinating topic. And we're learning that Be'etzim is a Shvus Chomo Ma'oid. And generally, Chachomim were never matir to carry less than Dalat Amos. It's not a great thing to do. So if you want to carry, for instance, a bottle of wine to your friend, you forgot to bring a bottle of wine to your friend, you invited for Shabbos, for Suda, you want to bring a bottle of wine because you're really grateful they're inviting you, and you forgot to bring before Shabbos, and it's literally just 2 doors away, never mind the Hotzah and Achnosa issue, but just the actual, even Dalet Amos pushes it up, you say, you know what, I just have to stop 3 times and I'll be by the neighbor. You can't do that less than Dalet Amos, because when only Matir, it's bad, some a very severe Issa de Rabbonon. And Chomi were only Matir here because of Hepsed, because of emergency situation, but generally, less than Dalet Amos is not Mutter. And but over here, we were only Matir, Pochs Dalet Amos, because it's not an emergency situation. We also learned that only helps with regards to being in the Karmelis or being in the Rosh Hashanah. However, the exiting the domain or entering the domain, it won't help, as we discussed now, and the best way to do it is by throwing a kelach hayad. More to follow on this tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem.